This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time now for you to expand your mind, your hidden power, your prowess. How do you deal with things? We spend an hour every week delving into all of these sorts of things, astrology, your personal transformation through a psychic. Uri Geller will join us. Now we begin this I call it an experiment in broadcasting, because it really kind of is getting people attracted to understand what goes on, things that they don't really understand. Joining us now is Mark Gober, who's an author, a partner at Sherpa Technology Group in Silicon Valley. He's also a former investment banker, a former captain of the Princeton tennis team. He was a magna cum laude graduate there as well. He has a different worldview, like most of us who pay attention to these things. It usually happens when there is something that impacts our life personally. So, Mr. Gober, I guess I'd start there. When did your attitude, referencing worldview, when did that change and why?
For me, it shifted around 2 years ago, actually. So most of my life was spent in a very kind of conventional materialistic worldview, and by materialistic I mean the notion that the universe is fundamentally made of physical stuff called matter, and the reason that I am conscious is because of things that are happening in my material brain, which is a very conventional scientific view. It was about 2 years ago that I became exposed to information that challenged that conventional view, and it was initially through podcasts. I was just casually listening to podcasts, and I heard a woman talk about psychic abilities and that she was able to communicate with entities that were not physical and work with energies and things that I had never heard about in any serious way before. And a long story short, it led me to listen to more podcasts of other people who had similar experiences, and then I started to look at scientific research. So for about a year, I spent most of my time when I wasn't working looking at the scientific evidence for these types of abilities, and it led me to realize that there was a lot going on in reality that I had not been exposed to before my research.
That happens to be the case with most people, I think, if I can call you Mark. I think that's what happened to me. My history in trying to figure things out goes back to maybe 35, 40 years or so ago. And it was brought about by a sort of crisis, a personal crisis. That's usually what gets us to move. It doesn't sound like that was the reason for you going down the road that you did, and then writing eventually this book, An End to Upside Down Thinking, which is a fabulous title for a book. An End to Upside Down Thinking. People, if I may, let me just interject something here that I've been working on a lot recently. The connection that we have in this life, whether it's to stars or things that are out there, again, referencing that which we cannot see, touch, taste, hear, smell, those things are there. And it just becomes so obvious if you think about them. A lot of people, though, their worldview doesn't allow them to be comfortable when they think, and I don't even know that it's out of the box anymore. I've done a lot of research into ancestral thinking, even my mother and father, and how they, all of us, are influenced, good, bad, whatever it is, we're influenced by them, and it makes us, it sometimes makes us crazy. But it's understanding that stuff in the real world that helps us, I think, better deal in the real world. Do you agree?
Yeah, I completely agree. And prior to my research, I think I probably had just big existential questions that caused probably just dis-ease in my way of life without my realizing it always. And I say that in the sense that if you buy into the conventional perspective, which is that we are conscious solely because of our brains, then when our brain stops functioning or when our body dies, then our consciousness and our memories and our feelings must therefore be gone upon physical death. So this has all kinds of implications for whether or not life has any meaning while one is living. Is coming up with meaning just a rationalization? Does anything matter at all? And I kind of concluded that nothing actually mattered because once one dies, it's over. So now that I have a different perspective of reality, it has shifted how I look at many different things. So to me, I think how we view reality has major implications for how we find meaning in life and how we act in the world.
Acting in the world is a very important phrase. I like that because there is so much, you know, whether it's the practical, there are a lot of people that read things like Chicken Soup for the Soul, which is sort of a bridge from this life, thinking about conventional wisdom and then, you know, things that happen. And you wonder, why is this happening? What lesson are we to learn? Some people who don't understand it sometimes get angry about, you know, it's something, there's something there, they don't know what it is. And, you know, your experience with your parents who had experience with their parents. And I'm a great believer in understanding in a conscious way what those who are still around us are. Some people, I mean, really still alive, who may not have a lot of consciousness. There are people who are gone whose consciousness is affecting us. Does that make any sense at all? Does it sound like double talk?
No, I agree with you. I think it makes sense to me in two different ways. One is the field of epigenetics, which is the idea that our genetics can actually shift based on things that happened to our ancestors. So if an ancestor had a trauma, generations later, a person with those same genes can have a similar trauma in their genetics, so they might have the same fear or anxiety as their ancestor did, which is amazing.
Yeah. What about if you have lived past lives and you have that energy in your current experience? Is that an adjunct to what you were just saying?
Absolutely. So I would say the epigenetic effect is kind of more the physical effect that we can directly trace to DNA, and that's an emerging field. But there is another area of potential lineage that can affect the current form, which does seem to be previous lives. And the research that I discuss in my book on that topic is from the University of Virginia. The Division of Perceptual Studies at the medical school there, for the last 50 years, they've looked at over 2,500 cases of young children, usually between the ages of 2 and 5 years old, who have distinct memories of a life that is not theirs. Yeah. And in some cases, the children actually have birthmarks and physical defects that match how they describe dying in the previous life. And sometimes the children have preferences or fears or different memories that relate to this previous life. So it does seem that there might be something that is non-physical that is affecting the physical form and the physical behaviors of a human being.
Great friend of mine woke me up to us being spiritual beings in a physical body. We are first, fast, and factually spiritual beings, and you bring in what you choose to bring in, maybe the genetic coding that we're talking about. We have free will, and that unfortunately becomes a catch-all for stuff. Sometimes it changes as we work our way through life, and sometimes it doesn't. A lot of people have used this reconnecting with long-lost relatives, that kind of stuff. It's really fascinating what goes on in the world that we don't see. And end to upside down thinking, Mark Gober's book is what we're focused on, and his philosophy here on your hidden power. Here's something that's very concrete, getting a good night's rest. If you're not sleeping well, you're counting sheep, and that's getting kind of old. Falling asleep is a nightmare for you, literally and figuratively. Come on. Get some new pillows. Get some new sheets. Get some new mattresses for your home. All of that stuff guaranteed by the folks at MyPillow. Mike Lindell is the inventor of MyPillow. He was asked, told this story because he told it to me, when he was an engineer, and he didn't like the pillows, so he designed a pillow for himself. He didn't like anything you could buy in the store. Didn't get a good night's rest, so he made his own pillow, and then he was telling people about it, and they said, well, make one for me. And the garage business started, and then it became, it's a big business now. He's the largest manufacturer of pillows in the country, if not the world, and that's because they're great. They work, and he'll ship them to you. If you go to MyPillow.com and use the code DJV, you can buy any pillow that's in the catalog at half price. It's all at MyPillow.com. Look there for Christmas gifts and ideas. MyPillow.com. Get the best deals by using the promo code DJV.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now 1-800-291-4180.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
This car I'm driving, I overpaid big time. It was such a mistake. I should have just gone to Carfax.com, but I went to some other site. They gave me a price range? Oh, they were way off. Son of a...
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Moving, we're talking about some of the shocking revelations here unveiled in this book, An End to Upside Down Thinking, dispelling the myth that the brain produces consciousness and the implications for everyday life. This is a book by Mark Gober, the essence of which is something that has been a part of the mainstay of our conversations here on Your Hidden Power. What do you say to people who would look at you or read the book and say, you're crazy, man? Do you care?
The way I like to think about this is to start with where the mainstream is having questions, so we can start on a common ground, because I used to be from a very mainstream perspective. And yeah, I think a place to start is to acknowledge that we have in science something called the hard problem of consciousness, something which Science Magazine, a very mainstream outlet, has called the number two question that remains in all of science, which is, how is it that a physical brain produces a non-physical consciousness? So if I said, please touch your leg, really easy to do. If I ask you to then touch your consciousness, you can't do it. It's not a physical thing. So this is the big question that science doesn't understand. How is it that something physical, like your body, like your brain, how does it produce your non-physical consciousness?
And so how does it?
What I would argue is that the reason we haven't figured out the answer to this question is that we are asking the wrong question. Mm-hmm. We are assuming in the question that consciousness does come from the brain in the first place, but in fact, all we know about the brain and consciousness is that there is a strong correlation between what happens in the brain and the types of conscious states that we have. So, for example, if we stimulate a part of the brain responsible for vision, let's say, then a person might have a corresponding shift in their vision. Or if someone gets in a car accident and has brain damage, they might have memory loss. The question is correlation always causation? There's an analogy that I really like from Dr. Bernardo Kastrup, who says, you have a fire, lots of firefighters show up. You have a bigger fire, more firefighters show up.
Yep.
Strong correlation, but do the firefighters cause the fire? It might be the same issue with consciousness and the brain.
Hold that thought. Mark Gober with Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Stafford with a reminder about Your Hidden Power podcast. Our guest Mark Gober was talking about how he came around to changing his mind when it came to sort of conventional academic thoughts about our brain, our consciousness. Well, that's what this is all about. And the current podcast, which is Your Hidden Power number 73, is a focus on becoming successful using gratitude, a 7-step success system that will create a life that you love, written by Mae McCarthy, the gratitude formula, because of her success as an investor, a business strategist, a speaker, that sort of thing. She has a lot of sound business practices, and then she couples those with spiritual principles, has done very well, grown a couple of big businesses, $100 million-plus businesses. So on this podcast, she, Ms. McCarthy, offers a pretty definable practical system that you can use every day to achieve your success, whether it be relationship success. We all really want to have that. I know we do. Whether it's a husband and wife, girl and boy, who knows, relationships at work, friends, career, finances, health, any personal pursuit. This is something that you can find by following this gratitude formula. I find it works fabulously for me. Expand how you make your dreams come true. It's something that you can find at our current podcast, along with our weekly visits from Mary O'Malley, our psychic scout, and astrologer Maria Trilogy. And, of course, Uri Geller pops in with his thoughts about things that are out of this world. YourHiddenPowerShow.com is the place for the podcast. YourHiddenPowerShow.com. We'll have a podcast of this conversation with Mark Gober, who is the author of a book that turns a lot of thinking upside down, as the title suggests, an end to upside down thinking. I've been taking courses, if you will, in past lives. I have, in this course, enumerated 4 different past lives, but I also have, in my own challenges or my own interest, have had several regressions into past lives, and I think that you bring out in your book the frustration about our minds. We understand, I believe you are 100% right, that they transcend our bodies. There certainly is a lot more to life than what we were taught when we were kids, but Having said that, the frustration is that we don't seem to carry. You were making allusions to, you know, people coming back and they've got things on their body that came from a previous life. But we don't seem to remember well unless we go into a course like this. And even I find that frustrating because the lives are not necessarily all connected, Mark. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I think it's an area that deserves a lot more scientific study, and currently beyond the University of Virginia, as I mentioned previously, which is studying children who have past life memories, there isn't much rigorous research that's going on. There are practitioners who do past life regression using hypnosis, but the researchers at University of Virginia talk about that method as being sometimes reliable, but not always reliable, because it's just hard to get someone into that state, per se. So I think this is, it's a really important area, because if there are non-physical factors that are influencing our current physical form and our behaviors, it would be very helpful to know what those are and why we behave in certain ways.
Well, it's just another step on that rung, that ladder, which we have been taught as children, you know, to believe that in some religious teachings that you are this, and in fact you really aren't just that. You are a combination of lots and lots of things, but people are discouraged to feel this way because they don't want to count the authority that has been presented in the church. But I think that you can actually make the two of them very compatible, frankly. So it's just.
I totally agree with you. I think it's an important area that hopefully science will start studying in much more detail.
I like the way you encourage us to question dogma and to look at the research and the hard numbers. It's very good. Mark Gober, check out his book, An End to Upside Down Thinking, an important part of the discussion here on Your Hidden Power.
This is a Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
We're heading into the holidays, and if you've got that impossible person to buy for, check out Sony's XB40 portable Bluetooth speaker. Incredible sound that you can take anywhere. And Sony has included a ton of great features. Carl Warminiak is from Sony.
It's got up to 24 hours of battery life. It's water resistant, so you don't have to worry about if you get stuck in the rain or you leave it outside. But also there's the connection of multiple speakers.
And you can use it as a power source.
So one of the cool features about the XB series of speakers is that they have a USB port on the back of them. And what's great about this, and I use this all the time, is when my phone is dying, for example, or if my camera is dying when I'm traveling, I can use this actually as a battery backup.
How cool is that? More on the XB40 wireless speaker from Sony is at Sony.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS. Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
A couple I know was sitting in their hot tub in the privacy of their secluded backyard when suddenly a man with a clipboard came wandering onto their patio, looking around and taking notes. They asked what he was doing, and he identified himself as an inspector from the Homeowners Association. He claimed the right to go anywhere on any property, with or without the owner's permission, anytime he wants. But these homeowners look through the lens of liberty, and they understand their right to privacy enshrined in the Bill of Rights. They know that in America, even homeowners associations only get power from the consent of the governed. These owners did not consent, and that should make you boil. What have you allowed in your neighborhood?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. In the headlines this hour, four people killed in Chicago at Mercy Hospital, located on the south side of the city. Police say a female worker wearing scrubs gunned down in the parking lot by a 32-year-old man who was her ex. He shoots her six times, three times in the chest. The gunman then goes into the hospital and continues to shoot 32 rounds. Another person is killed inside the building, along with a police officer, and the gunman also killed.
So we have four deceased individuals, police officer, two female staff employees at the hospital, and the offender.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
He and his partner were actually doing something else and responded to the officer that needs assistance called.
And the police superintendent telling reporters,
there's no doubt in my mind that all those officers that responded were heroes.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money bag guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Continuing with the showtime here, in reality, it's your hidden power, and an important cog in the wheel every week in our conversation is mentalist Uri Geller, who is here from his home in Israel. So, Uri, we've been talking about scientifically, proving that your brain produces consciousness. And one of the things we were talking about with this fellow who's written the book, An End to Upside Down Thinking, is the CIA, in their testing of people like you, remote viewing, the ability for a person to describe a target that's inaccessible to normal senses because of distances, time. You have lots of theories about this based not only just on your experience at Stanford, but all of the other things that you've done pretty much through your life, right?
Yes, Doug, listen, the fact is that consciousness exists. Parallel universe exists. ESP, everyone has extrasensory perception. We are all moving towards new realities. There is a new shift in the paradigm, huge. You know that 25, 30 years from now, we'll all be telepathic. Not necessarily because of our own ESP powers, but because we are going to be connected brain-wise to the internet. Beyond that, we're going to start using our own telepathical powers. We will be able to master our psychic powers to dematerialize and materialize objects. It's all really around the corner. It's unbelievable. There will be robots that will be injected with feeling and some say with consciousness. So it's a major unknown that we are facing, but I do believe that we are moving towards something phenomenal. Now listen, Doug, I'm going to cut off now because I'm the Minister of Interior and I've got to go and meet the Minister. So I love you all. A big hug for me. And telepathically, I'm sending you very, very big, powerful love from Israel, Tel Aviv.
All right. Go meet the Minister. Give him my best. You know, but see, it's 8 hours ahead when we do this program in Israel. It's 8 hours ahead. Murray has always got something going on. A couple of weeks ago, he didn't participate with us in the conversation because he was taping the show Israel Has Talent. Which one of the talent shows is it, Kara? Well,
yeah,
Israel's Got Talent, right?
Yeah, it's the same as America's Got Talent,
America's
only over
talent.
There.
Yeah, right, exactly. So he's one of the judges on that. But he's always got, I think in talking about, this is giving me more. For whatever the reason, this past weekend I've spent a lot of time thinking about, and I was kind of taking action on a side of life which I've been stuck on for a long time, and that's understanding the anger or the fear or whatever it is that gets instilled in us, and it goes into places that we don't understand. We, you know, our life gets predicated by things that we think are real, and in fact, the more things I think are real, the more exchange experiences I have, they prove not to be real. It may be easier because there's so much pain sometimes created around the things that have been done to us, sometimes wittingly and consciously by our parents, and sometimes not. It's whatever they got. It's like a waterfall. Things that start and just get pushed on and pushed on and pushed on. And so, understanding the fear and the anger that comes out of the things that are done to us, by those we care about, and then how it shapes what we do and how we react to things. It really is, it's fascinating material to think about. Matter of fact, I think I'll carry on this conversation with our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, the hidden power focusing on how to get your body, this is temporal, this is now, this is the here and now of your body, how to keep it strong, how to keep it lean, how to keep it not, as you know, a lot of people get sick from simple things, colds, flus, that sort of stuff. Easily avoidable by having a really strong immune system. Most of the time you hear that the immune system is weak in young children and it is in older people, and those are the ones who get sick most often. If you want to keep yourself, though, in the best place possible, the stuff that they have at Texas Superfood is awesome. Scientists have uncovered a lot of different things in the anti-aging department, for example. And the superfoods that come as a part of these capsules, the Texas Superfood Complete Organic Capsules, 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that have no pesticides, no herbicides, no animal byproducts, no gluten, no soy, no corn, no sugar other than what's in the fruit. These are organically grown fruits and vegetables at Texas Superfood. 20 years they've been in the making. The best way for you to complement your and to answer basically what all the authorities say about eating five or more servings of fruits and vegetables every day, if you don't do it, let's fix that problem. Let's make it easy for you with Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Capsule form, the powder that comes with it when you order it is great probiotic. Together, they're a 1-2 punch in keeping your body healthy and you a happy camper. So let's go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to order these complete organic capsules and also to see their other quality nutritional items. That's Texas Superfood Complete Organic with the probiotics ordered now at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. For a limited time, Volkswagen will sell a GT Passat. This is a special edition and has a unique exterior design. The bumper is from the Passat R design. It has a black gloss grille and a cool GTI-style stripe around the front. Under the hood, a VR six-cylinder engine. Instead of six cylinders being in a 45-degree angle in a normal V engine, they are narrow, which is what the R stands for, allowing VW to put the engine in smaller spaces. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Many of us share great memories of eating ice cream in the park, one of the great pleasures of summer. But we'll have no more of that in Boulder, Colorado. The city has now banned ice cream as an option for vendors in all the local parks. That's because the ice cream bars that were being sold come in larger sizes and have higher sugar and fat content than is allowed under the city's latest nutrition guidelines. Those rules apply to all ice cream, but also to nuts, chips, packaged fruits, cereal, cookies, pudding, and all other snacks. Should city governments even have rules for such things? Or should we all look through the lens of liberty and insist that such regulations be withdrawn? We can decide for ourselves when and where we want to enjoy ice cream.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
All right, let's make it 44 after the hour now on your Hidden Power, bringing back into the focus Mary O'Malley, who is our psychic scout, our resident psychic at psychicscout.com. So you've been listening, I'm thinking, Mary, to this conversation about the brain and whether or not it actually produces consciousness. So you do past life regressions. You talk about what's happened in people's past and try to get it to relate to the now. There are several ways of doing it, but one of the questions always is, why can't we remember more? If there are people coming into this life with even physical connections to their past life, why is it that we can't? Is that something you get from people who get frustrated when you do a reading for them and they just kind of, they don't say, okay, this happened in a past life, that happened in a past life, that's why you're doing it now. They don't seem to, that doesn't register with them, they don't seem to get it?
It's amazing that on occasion I'll get a reference to a past life when I'm doing a reading, and whatever it is, whatever the story is, you know, I'll share that with the person. And even if they don't have a memory of it or seems familiar, there's something about the story that speaks to them, and it will make sense. And I'm always amazed by it. I know, you know, under hypnosis how powerful that work can be, but just psychically, you know, getting some information always amazes me. But not everybody connects to it. But a lot of people do. It's kind of fascinating, you know?
It is fascinating, right. And I wonder, when you go to psychic school to learn this stuff, if that's part of what you get trained. Is there such a thing as psychic school?
There's a lot of people out there who there's psychic schools, there's things like that. My training for it came through hypnosis.
So when you hypnotize people and use your psychic abilities, have you ever had a really shocking experience like witnessing somebody killing someone else? I know one of the things that I've learned about a couple of my past lives is that I was killed by women in my life. Those who are around me today who might understand or might think, oh, yeah, I can understand that. So, you know, those things can be kind of gruesome. You ever have a really gruesome experience that you had to translate to somebody?
Yes, and I've had a couple of clients that had fairly gruesome experiences. Actually had one myself for my own past life regression. So,
yeah.
But it hasn't been, like, horrifying. I usually stop the person if they're experiencing it physically and have them imagine it's up on a movie screen to, you know, keep some distance from that so they don't have to experience it again physically. But there's generally something about the scene that they need to know about some decision they made that maybe is affecting them today.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I, you know, to me, already been there, done that, don't need to do it again. Maybe need to understand it, but not necessarily go through it again. So I just don't let people, you know, experience that physically.
Yeah.
There's no point.
You save them from it. Yeah, there's no point to it.
Yeah.
So somebody sent me a note. I'm trying to see. It looks like Corey asked a question about millennials because we have a lot of I guess my question to you, I was going to say you have a lot of millennials. I don't know that. I'm guessing whether there's an age younger or older. But according to this lady, it appears that millennials are ditching conventional industrial strength religion for astrology and psychic connections, and some people refer to as witchcraft. Do you find that to be the case, the 18 to 30-year-olds?
No, what I find to be the case is that they're searching for their own brand of spirituality, their own brand of connection, that connection within themselves to something more than themselves. And they're just searching. You know, maybe their parents have moved away from the church, and they're very confused about that side of themselves. So there's just a searching that's going on, not witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
well,
you know, just our ability to manifest with that connection to the universe. And some people look at that as witchcraft.
Well, people who don't want to lose power or control over your thinking, because that's a lot of what religion is looking for its power, its control, like politics. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You believe what I tell you because I'm right. Hey, who the hell are you? How do I know you're right? Where does it say in the Book of Dreams that you're always right?
Yeah, and sometimes fears of the masses, you know, if you keep them cowed and afraid and, you know, then they're easier to control.
All fear-based thinking, and it does horrible things to people. We get, you know, the fears, the things that are a part of what our upbringing is sometimes, and what we lack from parents and loved ones as we grow up when we need it, sometimes plays an ugly hand on us as we get older. And that's part of the reason that people come to folks like you to sort all of that out. So I may suggest to you, if you have really questions, nutritional, holistic, I'm talking about nutrition for your brain, you may want to check out Mary's site, psychicscout.com, and have an appointment with her, Mary O'Malley, on Your Hidden Power.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
For a visit into the world of astrology, which is one of my favorite tools, maybe my favorite tool. I don't know how to do astrology. I know enough to be dangerous when I meet people and say, and this is the corniest thing in the world, Maria. Oh, what's your sign?
Exactly.
People are always, whether it's a man or a woman, they're always taken back when you tell them that there's so much more to it than the birth sign. It's the birth sign. It's where your, that's called the sun sign. It's where your moon is, which is another sign. And it's what your rising sign is. That you,
that's
as
only one, three.
Well, yeah. I mean, how much deeper? That was one of my questions. How much deeper can you, as an astrologer, go in? I impress people with what I know about just those three. But in order to figure out who somebody really is, how deep can you go?
Well, there's so much that is truly available once a person decides that they want to find out about themselves astrologically, because we have the Mercury sign. Mercury is the way, governs the way we come to decisions. Mm-hmm. We have the Venus sign, which determines how a person goes after love. We have the Mars sign, and that determines the person's energy levels. So those are the five most personal: Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, and Mars. And that then the other five planets, the Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, they're the support system for these personal planets. So it's so fascinating, and it's so informative, and it's so, to me, important, because it really does help us navigate life in general. It's like a map. It's like a blueprint. And then you know, you live your life the way you live it. These are, astrology then gives us more of the ability to do it better. That's what it's for. It's the
for
way
the person understanding the person individually or understanding others. That's where I've used it a lot, to understand myself, but also to understand other people that are in my world. And I think that's where, frankly, I feel more connected to it than even understanding myself.
Well, I think what happens then is once we understand us, and then we look out at those relationships we have to determine the energies of other people, what signs they are, how their sign supports my sign or coordinates with my sign or gets along with my sign. It really becomes a fascinating journey. It just does.
It really is. All right, so now this week we have what influences, what are things going on here when we were talking off the air about Mercury being retrograde. That started for the third time this year, lasts until December 6th. It happens to be over this long trip I'm taking to South America over the next 2 weeks. So what does that do? Does it affect everybody in the world? Is it whether you're mentally, where your sign is? I mean, how do you know? Because some people, I'm told, fire signs oftentimes have a better time during Mercury retrograde than others. Is that true?
Well, I don't know if that's true. I would not totally agree with that. I will say, though, that this Mercury is in the sign of Sagittarius, which is a fire sign. So the fire signs are going to feel this retrograde more up close and personal.
In what way?
Let me say this, because it, in its own element, it will produce more of the same energy they have. So if you're a fire sign during this retrograde, take it easy. Others, people, other signs, you're going to be affected too, especially with travel, especially with Thanksgiving coming
affected.
Up. And
wow. Yeah, I mean, that's it. There are more people traveling this week than any other week of the year.
Yes. So it is a time of knowing that there will be delays, and it's okay. Make it okay.
Thrilling. Yeah, just relax. And if you can't do anything about it anyway, don't get angry. The way to be in touch with Maria Trilogy, our astrologer, is at astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.